This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. 16 deaths now confirmed and two bodies remain missing in New Zealand after recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island on Sunday. More from VOA's Phil Mercer.
Search teams have failed to find the bodies of the last victims of a volcanic eruption in New Zealand. The authorities said they faced unique and challenging conditions. The water has been contaminated by the volcano, and divers had to wear special protective equipment. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. On Sunday, recovery teams again landed on the island, but neither of the missing two bodies have been found. It's unclear when another recovery attempt will be made. Six bodies were retrieved Friday by soldiers, who were flown in despite the risk of another eruption. The remains have been taken to Auckland for post-mortem examinations. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
A senior North Korean military official said that recent tests of defense technology are aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Journalists and members of the public were sprayed with pepper spray in the face by police as they moved in to make arrests during a protest at a shopping mall in Hong Kong. Protesters were seen breaking glasses and had clashes with the police during a pro-democracy rally at the Newtown Mall in Sha Tin District on Sunday. China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December the 15th, according to the State Council's Customs Tariff Commission on Sunday, after the two countries agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal on Friday. The statement was issued on the websites of government departments, including China's finance ministry, as well as by state media outlets such as Xinhua. Negotiators from almost 200 nations gathered for a final time at the UN climate meeting in Madrid early Sunday to pass declarations calling for greater ambition in cutting planet-heating greenhouse gases and help for poor countries suffering the effects of climate change. One of the key issues at the talks, an agreement on international carbon markets, eluded officials even after the Chilean chair scrapped Friday's deadline to allow more time for negotiations. The talks were accompanied at times by angry protests from indigenous and environmental groups, both inside and outside the venue. Clashes sparked between police and demonstrators on the streets of Beirut on Saturday night after the main base of Lebanon's anti-government protests was attacked for the second time in a week. Hundreds of protesters, including women, had gathered outside the parliament before several people attacked the rally, prompting security forces to fire tear gas in order to push them back. Clashes then spread to streets surrounding the camp, engulfing the area with smoke from the tear gas. Tens of thousands of people, many with fish shaped protest posters, packed Rome's Piazza San Giovanni as part of a grassroots movement. Emer McCarthy reports.
Protesters denounced Salvini, whose anti-immigrant Italy First rhetoric has resonated with many other voters. The Sardines movement is gaining momentum across the country after an initial protest that drew more than 10,000 in Bologna at the start of November. Salvini has dragged the League from the edge of extinction to become Italy's largest party in just 6 years, prompting an uncompromising line on law and order and promising big tax cuts in defiance of European Union budget rules. Critics say he promotes hatred with his social media attacks on marginalised groups like illegal immigrants, but his message has resonated with many in a country that has still not recovered from the financial crisis of a decade ago.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.